This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio. Check us out at 7-5radio.org. We are red hot and rolling. It is Saturday, January 29th, 2022. Walter, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm feeling a little the chilly weather down here in South Tennessee. I don't like it too much, but it'll be 50 tomorrow, so I'm good with that for right now.
Right. The whole eastern seaboard is getting nailed with cold weather. I heard today it was down in the 30s.
It's wintertime. It's supposed to. I don't know what everybody's making a big deal about. Everybody thinks it's like an emergency. You know, stay in, don't go out. All these directives they give to people, they've been living up there for 150 years. They know what to do. It's wintertime. They know what to do. If they do something stupid, well, it's on them. So,
right. You plow your streets and put on warm boots. But anyways, first order of business. As always, we want to remember those members of the law enforcement community who were murdered in the line of duty and gave the ultimate sacrifice. Tonight, we remember Police Officer Wilbert Mora of the New York City Police Department, New York City, New York, end of watch January 25th, 2022. Officer Moore and his partner, William Rivera, was involved in a domestic disputes call, a call for service, and some animal just shot them. We talked about that next week. We'll talk about it a little bit further. Also, we want to remember Corporal Charles Galloway of the Harris County, Texas Constable's Office in Harris County, Texas, end of watch January 23rd, 2022. His killer is alive and in custody. Also, we want to remember three of the bravest. We're not just all about gunslingers. We also support and defend members of the firefighting community. Little Billy Keeble up in Yonadas, New York, is a close personal friend and told me stories that his department has gone through, which is make your hair stand on end. But anyways, we want to remember Lieutenant Paul Buttram, Firefighter Kelsey Sadler, and Firefighter Kenny Licaro of the Baltimore City, Maryland Fire Department. They responded to a call of a fire of abandoned row house, and the roof caved on them. And they perished on the scene. But anyways, turns out the fire was more likely arson, and they believe they have a custody suspect. But anyways, going back to the incident concerning Officer Moore and Officer Rivera, early this week, on Friday exactly, they had a funeral for Officer Rivera, and tens of thousands of law enforcement came out, lined Fifth Avenue, for the funeral at St. Patrick's Cathedral. And I watched part of the funeral, and it was very moving. Officer Rivera's brother tried to convince him not to go in law enforcement, but Officer Rivera, at an early age, what we call a buff. He really was all in law enforcement, wanted to become a cop ever since he was a kid. And then Officer Rivera's wife, Dominique Rivera, gave a very emotional and touching eulogy about her husband who was murdered in line of duty, and had some not so kind words for Manhattan DA Bragg, and it was very moving. But you know, we talked about this last week on a very special show. We had Walter, myself, Sean Bergen, and we had Andrew Giuliani on the line with us doing a round table. To his credit, Mr. Giuliani had no clue, and he rolled with it, and it was a very good show. But anyways, besides Rivera, besides Officer Morrow, Constable Galloway in Texas, you had three cops in Houston, Texas, shot this week, and you had an officer shot in Washington, D.C. Fortunately, the three in Houston and the officer in D.C. will make it. But anyways, it shows that these mumps are getting more bold as the Democrat district attorneys and politicians have declared war on law enforcement. These perps are getting freed before the paperwork is done, and the media is waiting for cops to screw up again. But anyways, that's one of the reasons why we're here. We're the voice against the system that set you up for failure. And, you know, I've been sick and tired of this for eight years now. We've been talking about law enforcement murder line of duty. We started with Officers Lou and Ramos in December of 2014. And I started the fourth hour of what we call the political cesspool. I brought in Jim Lancia. Walter, I brought you on board. I wanted to emphasize law enforcement and so on and so forth. We bring on other members of law enforcement, such as Gary Byrne. We brought on Andrew Giuliani. And we tried to bring on Curtis Sliwa. His campaign pulled him at the last second, but look what happened. But anyways, two things I want to talk about before we go to break. I'll throw it over to Walter. Is that, the way things are, officers, deputies, you hear a call, officer down. If you find the perp, just put him on the ground, because, they're going to let the bad guy go, the cop killer go. They're going to praise the cop killer. And so, just save society some money. And also, we know you're hurting out there because if you're sick, we're former law enforcement and we're sick of it. But those out there, come to where you're going. We are your voice for the voiceless. You can't say anything. You can't post anything or your job will be in jeopardy. So for the love of God, get a hold of us. I put my email out there. It's going to be info@75radio.org. info@75radio.org. You want something you want America to know about, please let us know. We're not going to use your name. We're not going to use your agency unless you want to put your agency or a city in. But just let us know because, you're hurting out there. We realize that. But it's 8 years I've been doing this and bringing everybody on board and talking about it, and it seems like nothing's been done. What say you before we come to our first break?
Well, yeah, I'll try to keep it brief. The gaps between, law enforcement and the civilians have always been stressed because of, I would have to say, I guess, racial barriers that are put forth, by our liberal friends. It's got nothing to do with color. It's just, we'll go to break because it's going to take me a while to finish. So let's go to break.
All right, we'll come back. We'll talk about the war on cops that we've been fighting with you for 8 years. Stay tuned, everybody. Check us out, 75radio.org, 75radio.org.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, "By having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids."
You are a racist. Your mom is a racist. Your dad is a racist. And your entire family is racist. And you should all be punished. That's what Governor Brad Little thinks about you. So much so that he took $30 million of taxpayers' money to force critical race theory down the throats of school children, even though the Idaho legislature voted against it. This is the doctrine that teaches your children that just because they are white, they are racist. Yes, your governor, good old Brad Little, violated the Constitution law and did this while you weren't watching. Why is Governor Brad Little paying to promote radical leftist doctrine loved by Democrats like Boise Mayor McLean and sleepy Joe Biden? This is Ammon Bundy, and we need to completely reject critical race theory in Idaho.
Paid for by Ammon Bundy for governor. VoteBundy.com.
Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
Okay, we are back. We are 7-5 Radio. We are live. It is January 29th, 2022. And another emotional show. We're talking about the 8-year war on cops. Before we went to break, Walter is going to say what's on his mind concerning law enforcement today. Walt, please go ahead.
It's not so much mistakes made by either party. Training. You know, these officers were on the street for a very long for a very short time, and. Besides the fact, I can't remember, maybe you can, and I hope there wasn't, I can't remember an incident where two cops in the same car were murdered on the same night. I know, you know, two-man police cars have been attacked. There was a Scarangella probably 35 years ago in the 113. And his partner, well, Scarangella died. His partner was shot. I don't remember when both were murdered on the same night, you know, at the same time. That's unfortunately, you know, it's rare. And unfortunately, it happened. The psycho that killed him, it was the third officer that fired shots into that psycho and took him down. So we won't have to spend no money on his ass. Prosecuting and housing him for the next 30, 40 years. And that's the way it should go down. Just in general, the war on police is, you know, police are the enemy. And some perceive them to be the enemy, without reason. Everybody's human. But people see the police coming to take them away again, and they don't want to go away. So they lay it out on the line. And look, you got a 22-year-old kid, a 26-year-old kid, 27, I think he was, and 22, you know, freshly married. I mean, the guy's not married 3-4 months, just starting their lives together. They forget that these people have jobs to do because the city needs them. But, it just, shooting the cop and hurting the cop is that does not outweigh anything that you've done, you know, to somebody else or you know, just it's just a horrible thing that you go through time and time and time again. You know, they're posthumously upgraded to detective because they gave their life in the line of duty. And, you know, I'm tired of seeing this. It's really not. Politicians got to do something. And that guy that what's his name? Bragg, the DA, whatever the hell.
Yeah, Bragg.
Do I have that right? Bragg?
Yep.
Said today
Bragg,
that
he's
going to be harder on perps that are arrested for, you know, hurting cops and or killing cops. I mean, what do you mean harder? You know, the laws are in the books already. The laws are in the books already. You know, across the nation, across the world, it should be mandatory. You kill a cop, and it's not self-defense. You kill a cop, dude, you get a needle in your arm.
Right, and to credit to Donald Trump, because he made a federal crime to kill a law enforcement officer. That's why in Illinois, they had an officer killed in line of duty, and the local district attorney charged the person federally because Illinois does not have capital punishment, of course. You know, go figure. A town like Chicago, which has been the Wild West for forever, does not have capital punishment. Well, go. Sorry to interrupt. Go right ahead.
Yeah. Well, you're talking about the major cities. It's not just major cities. You know, it's smaller cities, smaller towns, municipalities. You know, cops are getting hurt by people, and usually it's by perpetrators that are coming from the city into a rural area to commit crimes, and that's when the small town guys get in trouble. They get hurt, they get injured, they get killed. And you know, training, you could do all the training in the world in a small town police department, but none of them are ever going to be able to learn what goes on inside the city. City is a whole different planet. And these two officers, like I said, they were young. One officer was, you know, 4 or 5 years older than the other, but still, you might be seeing, you know, 3-man patrol cars because 2-3 years ago, and I don't mean to giggle, but 2 years ago, the city was planning to put social workers in to handle domestic violence situations and things like that. Yeah, all right. You know, you're killing cops. What do you think they're going to do to these social workers? They're going to eat them up alive.
Right, and that's exactly what's happening in Baltimore.
Yep, and it's despicable. It's disgusting. And you know, people can, you know, people have told me on Facebook and all that, there's, you know, nonsensical social media venues, you know, that me, I shouldn't be touched by this because, you know, the crimes I committed when I was a police officer. But that shoot, don't, you know, it hurts. If it don't hurt you, if it don't bother you emotionally, then you're just inhuman. You're just inhuman.
Right. And one thing, you know, we did what we did, and we regret it every single day. You know, I wish I could take it back and not get in trouble up at my parents' house and do 20. I know I can't speak for you, but I'm pretty sure that you wish you could take everything you did back in the day back and retire, you know. But, you know, we did what we did. And, you know, that's another reason why we have the show is like, hey, don't be like us. Do the right thing. Be it small potatoes, what I did, or, you know, something a little bit more major like you and Mike and Chickie did. But, you know, don't do it. And you know, we've seen both sides of the fence. We know what happened when you get in trouble. It's not worth it. You know, just for me, just have some self-control. But with that being said, we still, you know, that's something they, nobody can take that away. We were New York City police officers. We have a tax number, right? 919-748, and I'm sure you know yours, but that's something they can't take away. But you know, we want you out there to go home every night, and we don't want you to get jammed up. It's not worth it. And even if you do a car stop and, you know, you go, you know, and you do things you shouldn't be doing, you know, abusing their power, abusing your authority, pulling somebody over because they're good looking or they got a flashy car or something like that, it's not worth it. But we're here to defend, you know, good cops doing good things. Now, if you're not so good and, you know, you're a piece of trash and you think, you know, it's, you know, back in the 1950s, you know, we're going to call you out on that because, you know, we don't put up with that, you know, and you know, I'm just going to leave it at that. But one thing, well, before we go to break, one thing I did not see any politician come out and take a knee for these cops for 8, 10, 15 minutes. If you remember back 2020 with St. George of fentanyl, Nancy Pelosi and crew took a knee wearing those stupid claws. And Jerry Nadler, who lives on Manhattan Island, he was there. He didn't take a knee because he's such a fat piece of trash. But him and AOC,
he was on his knees already.
Yeah, and Chuck Schumer said nothing for these officers. But anyways, you come back and we're going to change gears. Talk about Neil Young and COVID. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 75 Radio.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A massive blizzard is hitting the Northeast, causing power outages in the region and forcing cancellations of thousands of flights. The storm pummeled New York City, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Massachusetts, where snowfall rates of 1 to 2 inches per hour are being recorded. Tens of millions of people are under winter weather alerts, stretching from the mid-Atlantic to New England. Wind gusts are reported up to 40 miles per hour, but they're expecting more along the coast. Over 10 million people in the Northeast are under blizzard warnings. The National Weather Service is warning that the nor'easter could bring near-record snowfall and blizzard conditions to most of New England. Power outages are widespread, and thousands of flights have been canceled due to the storm. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Have you heard the latest about how vitamin D3 is essential to your health? A new peer-reviewed study showed mortality rates dropped dramatically if a COVID patient has healthy levels of vitamin D. Many studies showed it also helps with healthy weight management, but most Americans are clinically deficient in vitamin D3. Our favorite CBD company, Sons of Liberty CBD, has partnered with a brilliant team of scientists to bring an amazing new vitamin D product to market. Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray provides 15,000 I use daily. It tastes great. It's in your bloodstream instantly. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. Each bottle contains a 2-month supply and is small enough to take on a plane. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com. is offering a discount of 15% off every product forever when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get 15% off.
Juliana Michelle Childs, a federal judge for South Carolina since 2010, is now under consideration to fulfill President Joe Biden's campaign pledge of placing the first black woman on the Supreme Court. The White House confirmed that Childs, who House Democratic Whip James Clyburn has championed, was one of Biden's potential picks. Childs is the first publicly confirmed name under consideration to replace Justice Stephen Breyer, who announced he would retire at the end of the court's current term, which runs through June. Joni Mitchell said Friday she would remove her music from Spotify in protest after recent controversy between Neil Young and the music streaming giant over podcaster Joe Rogan's COVID-19 misinformation. Mitchell released a message saying, "I stand with Neil Young." She's the first major artist to follow Young in leaving Spotify. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
Are back. If you were listening to the break, the news during the break, you'd hear that Neil Young threatened to pull his catalog from Spotify if they did not pull Joe Rogan concerning his stance on COVID and the vaccine. And now Joni Mitchell, who's an artist who I enjoy, whose catalog I also enjoy, also threatened to remove her catalog from Spotify because of Neil Young's stance and Joe Rogan's stance on COVID. But anyways, here's the thing about Spotify. Spotify is spending $100 million for Joe Rogan's podcast to broadcast exclusively on Spotify. Needless to say, Spotify spends a lot less for Neil Young's and even less for Joni Mitchell's catalog of work. So anyways, Spotify said, you know what, Neil, you want to make a fuss? Guess what? You know, you're out of here. So they pulled his music off of Spotify. But anyways, but if you look at the entire picture of what's going on, when an entertainer such as Neil Young has a body of work coming out, they always make news or try to make news just before the project comes out or as the project is being released or is out. But Neil Young, he released an album in December of 2021, and like everybody else, I didn't know about it either. The music industry is so topsy-turvy is that you got a guy like Neil Young, he's coming out new music, but since he's got new music, so-called classic rock stations don't want to play Neil Young's new music. They'll go play Pinball Wizard and Fool in the Rain and everything I talked about ad nauseum. So you got so-called new rock stations or alternate rock stations. It's like, wait, Neil Young has a new album, new music coming out? Well, he's an old guy. He belongs to classic rock, so nobody gets to listen to it. And the, you know, radio continues to go down the tubes. But in terms of Neil Young coming out saying, like, oh, I want to pull my stuff off of Spotify because of Joe Rogan, I don't think so because, I mean, Neil Young is worth approximately $200 million, but in terms of Joni Mitchell, she's worth a lot less. She might be trying to make a couple of dollars before the good Lord calls her home. But anyways, Neil Young has turned into his father because, I mean, he made a fortune sticking it to the man with songs like Ohio, Southern Man, This Note's for You, War Song, and Rockin' in the Free World. But with him, Neil Young mad at Joe Rogan in the alternate COVID remedies, it sounds like Neil Young would probably support Nixon, support Vietnam, and support Jordan Wallace. But anyways, Joe Rogan is not preventing anybody from doing anything, and he's just hosting a show, giving an opinion, and bringing on people with different opinions. He had Sanjay Gupta on, and he had another physician who's very well heard, very well versed in this this field. But anyways, unfortunately, Neil Young drank the Kool-Aid and probably believes that Fauci is God and only getting the vaccine is the way to fight COVID. But anyways, I lost a lot of respect for Neil Young. What say you about Neil Young and Joni Mitchell?
This is just another attempt by, you know, let's call him a celebrity. Another attempt, you know, to get on a soapbox. If he has a problem with Joe Rogan, you know, saying what he says about COVID, and everybody's entitled to their own opinion, and this is a free country. Instead of him saying Joe Rogan needs to be pulled, why don't Neil Young, Joni Mitchell, get together and tell everybody what they think instead of just disagreeing with everybody? Tell me what you think. You might change my mind. Instead of just saying he's making false statements about COVID. We've been hearing false statements about COVID from every freaking politician for 2 years now. And doctors. And Fauci, which I don't put as a politician or a doctor. wear a mask, don't wear a mask, wear two masks. No, the mask isn't going to help you. You know, we got droplets that come out of our faces. You know, the droplets only last about 5 feet. So if you stand 6 feet apart, you'll be okay. There's so many. You go round and round and round. You just want to hit yourself in the head with a hammer. It's just unbelievable, the stuff that people say about COVID, you know, good, bad, or indifferent. And then you got people that want to disagree with it. Well, disagree with it. Go ahead. You're entitled to disagree with it. But, you know, frankly, Joni, Neil, I don't care. I don't care what you have to say. I don't listen to Joe Rogan much either, but he's entitled to his opinion. Is Joni and Neil entitled to their opinions? Absolutely. Absolutely. Do I like their music? Sure, I do. Sure, I do. But they might be worth some money, but, you know, pretty much they are kind of has-beens, aren't they? You know, it's
right.
I lost my train of thought, but I think people get my gist of what I'm trying to say.
Right. Right.
Don't open your mouth if you're going to put your foot in it. And that's what both of them did. So Spotify said, oh, I, you know, they won't play your music no more. So what?
Right. Right.
So
right.
What?
And just. Right, and just let everybody know that 75 Radio is on Spotify. But, you know, we'll have Joe Rogan and we'll have Neil Young on, you know, if they want to come on. Hell, we'll have them on together. But that's a pipe dream. But anyways, I remember when one would see more than one doctor from what we call back in 2018 a second opinion. Remember those? Say, oh, doctor
yeah.
says, oh, you need surgery. You need surgery on this part that. Not working right. And you see another doctor, I agree or disagree, but you know, we don't get that anymore. It's like, okay, it's either you get the COVID, you get the vaccine, you get the booster, you get the second booster, you get boosters up the yin yang, you get a gas mask, you get a SCBA, whatever. And you know, if you disagree with it, then you're worse than Hitler. And you know, like you said before, we have differences of opinions. And we used to have a difference of opinion on social media and mainstream media and other outlets. But with COVID, if it's not the Fauci narrative, it is censored, it is ignored, or ridiculed. And when Joe Rogan came out and said he had COVID, but he took ivermectin for it, CNN did an absolute hit piece on Joe Rogan talking about ivermectin. So ivermectin's a horse dewormer, and you know, Joe Rogan's full of crap or whatever. And Rogan came out and says, well, I went to a doctor, I went to a physician. You know, ivermectin is used as a horse dewormer when it's made for horses or other animals. I got it for humans. And he says other people's been using it. And he was about to drop some names, I think. But anyways, there's got to be a reason why the government media complex and social media is pushing the government narrative and downplaying everything else. I mean, years ago, we had mostly poor people and immigrants use what's called home remedies. You know, a little castor oil, a little whiskey, chicken soup, salt, everything, because people didn't have money to go to the doctors or buy medicine. Now, everybody goes to the emergency room. You go to your local ER in any town USA, and you'll be the only one speaking English and the only one paying insurance, because everybody wants to go to the emergency rooms. But, you know, and speaking of which, our emergency medical system is now a mess. Because for over 2 years, our medical professionals in the hospitals were being exposed to COVID every day. And so they built up a tolerance, or they built up the antibodies, or they, you know, the bodies rejected the COVID. But now, these people were celebrated as heroes at 7 o'clock. Everybody's banging pots and pans and raising hell for these heroes in the hospital. But now, if they don't get the jab, then they're, you know, they're out of a job. And now you got hospitals in front of them in upstate New York. They can't deliver babies because they have nobody working in the hospitals. I mean, you know, what in Sam Hill is going on? I mean, just – and then guys like us, we question it. You know, we're the enemies. Like, no, we just want to know what is going on. Walt, what say you about all this?
Well, you know, go listening to Dr. Fauci and taking Dr. Fauci's advice as far as COVID goes, you know, as far as COVID goes, is like bringing a multi-million dollar suit and letting Judge Judy hear it for you. It don't work. You know, it's it's TV. It's not even reality TV. It's made up TV. It's scripted. It's rehearsed. And it's not the opinion of the person that you talk that's talking to you, because it's written by somebody for him or her. You know, and if Dr. Fauci, he says the same thing every time. Even when he changes his mind, he says the same thing every time. You know, whatever it is this week was what it was 7 weeks ago. Whatever it was last week, it was 3 weeks ago. The guy doesn't have an opinion.
Right. He shouldn't be doing what he's doing, and he shouldn't be, you know, earning money from the taxpayer. But anyways, coming up, we'll talk about Mr. Leah Thomas, a so-called female swimmer. Anyways, stay tuned, everybody. 75 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network, 75radio.org.
The American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Decades after Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden picked up where he left off. With America surrendering to terrorists, Biden's foolish spending is causing inflation, which means more pain at the pump, higher prices on groceries, devaluing your retirement savings when you need it most. Once was a mistake. Twice is a disaster. America needs strong leaders, not weak ones. Save America JFC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me for not smoking, because since I was little, I was taught that smoking was wrong.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
I think having faith in God is a big part in it, because the way I was raised has helped to avoid smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
I really don't want to talk about this, but I will. I'm just so mad. I didn't get asked to the junior prom, and it's raining, which means by the time I get to school, I'm soaking wet. Dad picked me up just after I left, and I was so mad I got out, and he said, "Wait, your mom said to give you this." I forgot my lunch money, and then I dropped it in the water, and I was late for history, and so at lunchtime, I had to find something on John Stuart Mill, which, of course, our library didn't have, so I had to walk all the way down to the office to call my mom, and she found something on the internet and called me back. And Karen, she wouldn't even help me, and that's a whole nother story. But Dad helped me conjugate nouns or whatever on the way to the swim team workout, and then he read my history paper while I was in the pool, and of course I forgot the bibliography, so I had to do that with my mother when I got home, and it made me totally forget that I put my jeans in the washer that morning, and I hate it when they sit wet like that all day and smell like mildew, but my mom said she put them in the dryer while I was at the swim team, and you know, I'm just not gonna go to the prom, no matter who asks me. I just want to stay home with my mom and dad.
Family.
And just hang out.
Isn't it about time?
Unless Dustin asks me.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we are back. Save the best for last. If you know who's listening to us, not used to listening to offensive, derogatory, inappropriate topics, please turn your radio volume up. Anyways, this week I was scrolling through the interweb like I usually do, and the Daily Mail from the United Kingdom is probably one of the best papers out there. It is the most fair, balanced, and it tells the truth more or less. And I remember when I was looking overseas, I would buy it in the paper form, and I was like, wow, this is a good paper. Anyways, they did a story about Mr. Leah Thomas, who is a member of the University of Pennsylvania's girls swim team. Why do I say Mr. Leah Thomas? Well, because Mr. Leah Thomas was born a male, still has male genitalia, and if you look at our website, it is a picture of him. He is a dude. He has ginormous shoulders and long arms and probably could give champion swimmer Michael Phelps a run for his money. But anyways, the story from the Daily Mail stated that female teammates on the swim team is bothered by the fact that this dude goes around as a female and then changes and showers in the same locker room. Now, supposedly, Thomas covers up his you-know-what with a towel, but one of the other female swimmers, a real female, says that sometimes she sees her male genitalia. Now, if you have to say the phrase, her male genitalia, it's not a her, it's a him, it's a dude. But the other girls on the team went to the coach and says, like, listen, this dude is walking around with his stuff hanging all about, and it's very bothersome. And the coach just totally ignored what the females on the swim team have to say about this dude, because simply this dude's breaking records like nobody's business. Because if you look at him, he could be on the men's Olympic team, maybe, could be a frogman with the U.S. Navy SEALs, but he is a dude. So anyways, I went on the 75 Radio website and wrote an open letter for Mr. Thomas using some colorful language. But anyways, it's people like him that's actually absolutely destroying female sports, number one. Number two, it's a good thing none of my daughters are in this swim team at this particular college or swims against the University of Pennsylvania, or things would get dirty. But I blame this kid's father for doing this, letting him do this, and I blame the coach for accepting this, and I blame everybody else that supports this. I mean, you got more love and respect from the mainstream media for Leah Thomas than you had for Jason Rivera and Wilbert Mora. But anyways, what happened to boys wanting to become like soldiers and cops or firemen and things like that? Walt, take it away for this topic.
All right. Well, again, as I always say, whatever you want to be, you go right ahead. That's fine. I don't have a problem with it. And most of America doesn't have, most of the world doesn't have a problem with it. However, what there is issue with, and it's not only amongst us, taxpaying civilians, it's amongst the public servants that we pay, and some celebrities do not agree with this intertwined of gender sports in such a case where you got guys that are just want to be recognized as women. And it's their right to be recognized as women. It's a free country, hey. But then again, you're going to get in the pool, with born females that are half your strength, half your size, half your stamina. And you're going to call yourself a winner because you won the race? It's like getting that participation trophy and saying, I won. It's a horrible thing to snuff out the second place finisher, who was a female, who probably maybe has swum her best in her entire career. Only, dude, you beat her, but she's not going to get recognition of it. It's horrible. T-ball starts down here in February, the end of February, it starts because it gets really hot down here in the summer and they want to play in the cooler months, you know, March, April, May. And I get it. And, you know, when my son was on T-ball, you know, 17, 18 years ago, there were so many young 4-year-old, 5-year-old, 6-year-old girls playing T-ball. That I get. I get that. You know, but there comes a time when you reach puberty and your body starts to change and turn into what it's meant to be. You have no business. That's why there aren't any women playing. I mean, there probably are women around the world that could play in the NFL, but you don't see them. You know, there's probably men that can play in the women's league, but you don't see them. It's just tough. You know, I would hate for, you know, my daughter to come home and say she lost a swimming meet because the person that won was born a male. Wouldn't you hate seeing your daughter miss a gold medal because of that? I would. They don't have men pretending to be women in the WNBA.
Not yet.
You know, the amateurs, yeah, not yet. The amateur sports is just turned into a freaking horror show. It's going to get worse before somebody puts their foot down that can actually have a say about this and say, no, you know, if you were born with a Johnson, you can't play in the girl sport. It's just that simple in my mind. But then again, I got nothing personal against that fella that, you know, that we're talking about, you know, that swims with against women. I got nothing personal. Right. My issue is purely moral. You want to recognize yourself as a chick? Fine. You want to go get that thing cut off? Fine. But my man, you're still a man.
Right.
You're still a guy.
Right. And while, you know, for these guys that want to become transgender athletes, whatever, to be able to get some females, you know, some told me they couldn't hang it with the big boys, so they had to go with girls. You know, 40 years ago.
I also want to bring up that chick, Dolezal, that when she was young, she was blonde and blue-eyed. And, right. You know, by the time she was in her mid-30s, she was, you know, frizzy, nappy hair, dark skin with brown contacts. You know, she was ostracized by the NAACP because she was a white chick passing herself off as a black chick. Okay. So, you know, somewhere, you know, you got to draw a line about what you want to recognize yourself as, or you want other people to recognize you as, and go from there. You know, you can't say, all right, you know, he's a guy, but he's recognizes himself as a female. So put him in with the females and let him race. So why couldn't they leave, you know, Dolezal alone and let her be president of the NAACP up there in, what was it, Seattle or something? So
yeah,
what? What color matter then? You know, this is just, you know, you need a scorecard, and even with the scorecard, it's hard to keep up with all the ridiculousness of transgender and transsexual and, you know, trans race. Yeah. You know, it's just ridiculous. So, and it's confusing. It's confusing to young men and women. You know, and I'm talking prepubescent, you know, 9 years old, you know, they just don't get it. And then the teachers tried to force it upon them to tell them so they do get it. And it's not their place.
Right.
So it's just horrible. I mean, you know, I grew up in a white middle class home. All right. We didn't defer anybody from being black, white, orange, or green. You know, I went out, you know, at 8 years old to play. And if I went to the schoolyard and there were, you know, black kids there, we played. you know, it was baseball, handball, stickball, you know, whatever it was. There was no, oh, they're black.
Right.
You know,
right.
Now you got to say, oh, you can't play with him because he's a guy. You know, it's ridiculous.
Right. Right. Anyways, well, we made another week. We started a couple of things to pass. Anyways, good luck to everybody trucking up in Canada. Ottawa, give Trudeau a piece of our mind. For Walter Yerke, this is Peter Scoopstan. Reminding you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. See you next week, everybody.
James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.